Take a trip with me. Change your life through tantric twerk. What is tantric twerk? Well, as I mentioned before on my other episodes, is that on my current level of understanding, tantra itself is a conscious co-creation with all of life. It is being fully, completely present with yourself in each moment. It is making love with every aspect of your life. One of the biggest keys in tantra is slowing down, breathing, and truly becoming aware of every single moment. Dancing with life in an orgasmic union. Now, twerking is moving your lower body, shaking your hips and your butt. It is an ancient form of dance that women have used to celebrate their body, to alter consciousness, to commune with their ancestors and their souls, and to be an embodiment of the goddess. In modern day, people have forgotten this pure power of twerking. Women's bodies have been objectified to the point of complete disassociation from the divine feminine. Men are walking around completely enslaved by their lower sexual desires. Women use their bodies to manipulate and seduce. Therefore, twerking has become a mere tool for women to lure in men, and men only see women's hips and butts as some kind of pornographic objects. I have described quite a dark picture. However, that is what is happening in society, and that is what I experienced firsthand. How did twerking start for me? I have shared my story in depth before on the episode called The Birth of Tantric Rebellion, so I highly recommend tuning into that to get more details on how I got where I am today. So I began twerking when I was around 14, 15. 14 marks the beginning of my, what I call, underworld adventures. I was outcasted severely by society and family, and I was very isolated. I desperately wanted to find myself, and at the same time, I was very attracted to the ghetto dimensions of this planet. I wanted to experience it. When I stumbled across videos of women twerking, I instantly felt this connection, and I just knew that I wanted to, and I was meant to do this. I was meant to learn it. I was meant to move like that. So I began teaching myself. Every single night, I would turn off the lights in my room, play music in my headphones, and just teach myself how to twerk. It became my ritual. At that time, I didn't understand the depth of what I was doing. I was just following my desire to be a twerk master. As the things progressed, my life took me deeper into the underworld to experience the self-destructive path. After high school, I became a stripper while I was in an extremely toxic relationship. That's pretty stereotypic, isn't it? So when I worked at strip clubs, I developed my twerk skills, which were definitely catered towards sexualizing myself for male gaze. I learned a lot of stripper twerk moves as I watched other women in the clubs dance. I learned exactly how to move to make men go crazy and empty their pockets. In this environment, twerking was specifically a tool to seduce and manipulate and entertain. All the toxicity aside, I loved shaking my butt to the loud 808 bass in the club, looking extremely sexy and having money being thrown at me. These were the fun moments during that very dark time. Mind you, I do not find that fun anymore. At that time, I was embodying the bad bitch program. The whole character of a bad bitch revolves around using your sexuality to manipulate and seduce. It is a complete distortion and reversal of this pure, powerful essence within us. I had this bad bitch program run through me and run my life. I saw men as potential money sources and they saw me as a sex object. Twerking was a very alluring tool for me. Now, when my higher self pulled me out of that trap and I began waking up to my spirituality, I began feeling differently in my body. And intuitively, I started dancing differently. It took me some time to purify the way I twerk. With time, my body just started bringing through these new movements and I began feeling the music in a deeper way. That is why I no longer listen to any degrading, degenerate, quote-unquote music. Naturally, I do feel attracted to a lot of temple music, ancient Indian, Egyptian. I still do love 808s. I love drums. I love just music that makes you move your body. I love sensual sounds that get me into my hips. I just cannot listen to the stuff I used to dance to. At this point, I have zero desire to manipulate nor seduce men. I am completely out of the bad bitch program that sucks in so many women. My twerking journey is fully connected with my spiritual journey. The deeper I go into my body, the more powerful and multidimensional twerking becomes for me. In the beginning stages of my spiritual awakening, I started feeling my energy rise when I danced and twerked. I began implementing more of ecstatic movements and I was feeling more grounded in my body. Then I got to the point where I no longer needed to use marijuana to ground into my body because dancing is what did it for me. I no longer needed to depend on weed to feel present in my body. And mind you, I was a heavy weed smoker for a long time. I really struggled with being social and just being in my body, period. And marijuana is what really assisted me. And especially after waking up spiritually, I still needed it. Like for about 2.5 years after my awakening, I smoked a lot. And this plant taught me so much. It really was a guide for me. And then there came a moment where my higher self told me that it's time to shift out of it. However, it did help me a lot in the beginning to ground into my body. So in 2021, I started teaching online classes to women. From the very beginning, I presented twerking as a spiritual tool. The feedback that I received gives me tears of joy. Women feel absolutely transformed after my classes. Because I do not just teach twerk techniques, I approach twerking with certain intention and awareness that this is a sacred practice, and as a guide, I am facilitating this initiation in women. After experiencing one of my tantric twerk classes, my dear friend Jordanelle said, I quote, "She brings you back into ancient, sacred times within your body. I felt safe and comfortable opening up in her presence. I'm buzzing still after her class and my hips feel so much more open." Wow. When I began teaching, yes, I presented twerking as a spiritual tool. However, I didn't even fully realize how transformative it would be for women. My higher self just comes through me when I teach, and I fully surrender to this guidance. One woman said during the class, quote, "I feel like you are teaching me something beyond what you are saying. Like I am receiving this activation that you are kind of just sending to me with your presence." End of quote. These words give me chills and activate deep remembrance in my cells for just how deep this work goes. As I continued presenting these classes, I kept seeing that I am truly not here to teach physical techniques of twerk as much as I am facilitating a way deeper process in women. The more I do it, the more I remember the ancient primordial ways of a temple priestess. There is something magical in our hips. There's primordial power in our hips. First, when I presented my twerk classes, I just said twerking will help you shake off stagnancy and embody more sensuality. Today, I see that conscious twerking can help you go deep into the womb to clear traumas from not only this lifetime, also past lifetimes and all spaces and dimensions. Conscious twerking can facilitate anything from helping you embody more confidence to healing generational sexual traumas to completely shifting your life into a more expanded, authentic embodiment. With that being said, tantric twerk is a spiritual technology for multidimensional healing. My dancing has been transforming. Starting with the beginning phases of my spiritual journey, as I mentioned, my body just started moving differently. I wanted to move my arms sensually. I started slowing down in my belly movement, really feeling the music guide me. Then I started implementing more of tribal fusion into my dance practice. My body has always been guiding me. These movements would just come through me, and then I would see women dance just like that online, and I would find out that these movements have names like tribal fusion or fusion belly dance. When I watch other women perform these dances, I quite literally cry and have chills all over my body. I know those are signs of deep remembrance and resonance. I have done this before many, many times. Over time, I integrated twerking and belly dance into what I call twerk fusion, which is pretty much the same as tantric twerk. It is this sensual priestess dance that empowers others. These dance practices that involve the hips and the belly are powerful techniques for healing and awakening the divine feminine on this planet. Conscious movement of our root, sacral, and solar plexus is a primordial practice for communion with our higher selves. Today, when I dance, I literally feel a whole shift in my being. What I feel now after dancing is similar to what I used to feel when I used to smoke weed. When I used to smoke, I would all of a sudden be present in my body. Everything would slow down to the present moment, and I would feel everything so deeply. I would be more confident and more aware of my body. I would want to just be present with myself and take care of myself and to create. This is what I feel after dancing. It is with constant practice and, on course, the development of my spiritual journey that I am able to bring my consciousness deeper into the body through tantric twerking. Now, the root of our sexual energy is in our root chakras. When we consciously move this area, it awakens the kundalini in us. It opens up the cells and the channels of our sensual waters, of our creative juices. Then, when we integrate the sacral and the solar plexus, we raise this energy upwards, fully loving on every single cell within us. This is our consciousness getting into the body to commune with the soul. The more you do this, the deeper into the body you can go. And there is no limit to how deep you can go within yourself. Then, on course, you can keep raising this essence upwards. Tribal fusion involves a lot of chest and arms movements and neck as well. So this is a full body activation. Bring conscious breathing into this and you will be able to alter your state of mind. So after teaching for some time and observing how women feel after my classes and also observing the women in the society, how disconnected they are from their pleasure, from their hips, from their sensuality, I decided to host a 3-day online intensive called Twerk Fusion Online Intensive Level 1. This will be hosted on August 18th through August 20th, and it will be a portal of deep activation for all women involved. I will go into more detail later in the episode about this. For now, I am so excited to introduce a beautiful sister that has attended a lot of my classes and has been deeply devoted to her tantric twerk practice ever since. I personally have watched her twerk skills expand and her awareness of the practice has grown as well. She is a beautiful embodiment of a sensual warrior medicine woman. Her name is Abby Rose, and she is a holistic health coach who facilitates healing through four elements. She works with the earth element through combo medicine ceremonies, the water element through floating and living water upgrades, the air element through breath work, and the fire element through dance. She also works as a women's empowerment coach by hosting monthly women's circles on the new moon. You can find her on Instagram at The Fearless Rose.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say thank you for joining so many of my classes and being so devoted to the tantric twerk journey. I'm really, really grateful and honored. So I want to ask you, did you dance before and did you twerk before you started joining my classes?
So I had twerked before and I actually stopped twerking for a while because I lost a lot of weight back in 2019 and I was used to like moving like a more curvy body, and when I got really skinny it was like, oh, I don't even know what to do with this. Like I had no idea how to move the same, and so I feel like I tapped out of my sensuality for a while, but I would still like dance, you know, like have fun. I just, you know, avoided twerking, which I never realized I really did that until I got into your classes.
Wow. Yeah, that's the whole thing about twerking. Like, at first you think you have to have, like, a certain size of your body, like, you know, whatever. And that's, like, a very outer way of looking at it. But then when you truly tune into what tantric twerking is and how you are supposed to feel in your body doing it, you just stop thinking about like what your body needs to look like in order to be able to do it and all of that. So what called you to start taking my classes? What called you to twerking? Like what happened? Well, not to twerking, but to return to twerking. Yeah, because you were already doing that before.
So I got connected through the Wakewater Co. And I, you know, was following your journey and I was really inspired by it. Like I saw your evolution going from dancing in the clubs to, you know, creating a sacred container for dancing and how you found empowerment through that. And just like all the wild woman wisdom that you would share about tuning into the body, it just called out to me. I was seeing that and felt I needed to get more into my body, and I also really wanted to be able to dance sensually for my partner at the time, and I was like, ooh, that would be fun, like to learn from an expert like Marusia.
So yeah, I totally get that. There's so many aspects to twerking and dancing. Like it can be anything from like dancing for your partner or having your own ritual. Like it can just go so deep and it has so many aspects to it. So we talked about your intention, right? When you decided to start, And what did you feel in the beginning, when you started taking the classes, and how did it change over time?
Well, I took one class last year and that class was really fun. It really reminded me to have more fun. And so I wanted to continue with it. I swear, I feel like this work, it activates and brings a lot of stuff up to the surface. And I ended up shifting into breath work. And the breath work journey I was on, they also really emphasized getting back into the body, listening to the body. And yeah, like I noticed that I had a lot to express from my womb. And yeah, like in general, I feel like I circled back to that theme of just wanting to have fun. And so I saw your membership and I was like, yes, that looks fun. Yeah, like when I started doing those classes with you, I actually noticed I had a lot of shame coming up. Like, I would start comparing myself or just being really self-conscious about how my booty was moving. And just a lot of things were coming up, like how I just felt less than other women, and the more that I did it and stuck with it, not only with your classes, but doing my own practice outside of it, I began to get it. It would click. And I started to experience my body moving in ways that I thought I lost. And I also felt a lot more confident, and I feel this orgasmic energy like flooding my body when I would twerk outside. Like it wasn't even about dancing for anyone anymore. It was just like I want to start my day feeling this good, and it evolved into that. Like, and throughout the months that I took classes with you, I felt really transformed. Like, it is very deep work, and it's just beautiful how much wisdom is in the body. It's
Yeah, I have chills right now. So you also attended the shamanic twerk, and did you feel that that was different from the regular twerk class?
I definitely felt with your guidance, like that there was more of a sacred conscious movement happening. And I loved whenever you would bring in these concepts of like sovereignty and like reclaiming lost parts of yourself. Like it truly felt like a ritual was happening, and it's a powerful ritual. And yeah, I actually would notice like both before and after class, I would have like major shifts happening in my life, like before and after, because yeah, like when you stir up the womb energy, especially in such a conscious way like you were doing, yeah, like movement in life begins to happen too. So yeah, I definitely felt there was a lot of just sacredness incorporated into the experience with shamanic twerk.
Wow, I just have so many chills right now. Wow, yeah, because like when you started twerk journeys, you kind of like on the surface of the water, you just kind of getting your feet wet, and you don't fully know where it's gonna take you. Like, and it depends on your intention and your awareness. And if you begin to do it consciously, and just kind of surrender to the experience and keep tuning into your body to listen how your body is guiding you, how your womb is guiding you, and then you're just gonna keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into it, and then it becomes this consciousness altering ritual. And like I mentioned before, I feel that this, like tantric twerk, can help you access your parallel lives, your past lives, go deep into your lineage, because we are literally moving the womb. And the womb is our eternal ocean within. There's literally no limit to it. And all of the memories in the body too. So by moving it consciously, you get into all of that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I feel like it's just gonna keep going.
Yeah. Like the more you do it, the deeper you're just gonna flow. Yeah. So how does tantric twerk affect how you feel in your body? I know you mentioned how you have these shifts happening. Are these shifts just in general in your life, or are they connected to your sensuality, your energy flowing in your body? Like how does it shift exactly?
Well, in my body, I actually noticed that the right hip held a lot of tension, and like I would show up to class and it would, you know, be like flaring up or something. And then by the end, I just felt like so much space in that area of my body. And like, I really let go and released something on a physical level. And then it would carry over into my life. So one of my childhood abusers actually reached out to me like right after one of the twerk sessions, and it would have normally given me so much anxiety and fear and like brought me back into that state from childhood, and it didn't faze me. Like what happened right after the tantric twerk, like, and that's why like I feel what you're doing, it's so helpful, because it really does shake off like a lot more than just, you know, than surface level stuff. So I felt a lot more confident in approaching situations that would have previously triggered me. And I also noticed like in my sex life, like I was able to tap into really deep states with my partner, and I felt like I was able to express myself more sensually, like leading up to union, and it would just make it like such a yummy, delicious experience. And
wow,
yeah, like we were both were able to experience parts of each other that we never did before. So yeah, like it supported my pleasure, for sure. And yeah, like a lot of synchronicities too. Like, yeah, I feel like I have so many stories to share about this.
We have all the time. I got my raw milk. I'm listening.
Perfect. Yeah, like I remember after sessions, like I would have really synchronistic events happen too. Like we would be, you know, talking about standing in our power and stuff. And then, you know, I get out of class and my roommate, she's kicking this guy out of the house who was disrespecting her, you know,
whoa.
Just like stuff like that. It would just, what happened? Like,
whoa,
pretty frequently, like whenever I would get ready for class with you and then like doing my own practice, I feel like that was more just, you know, for me getting into my body. I feel like when you are doing it with someone else, that it amplifies the energy, and mm-hmm. Yeah, more powerful can happen.
Wow. So. That is wild. Yeah. It's like we're moving our, by doing this consciously, we are claiming back our power, and we're claiming back the power of the Divine Mother. And the Divine Mother is not anyone to be fucked with. Like, and that's why when we are taking up space this way consciously, it radiates out. And, you know, people get kicked out for disrespect, you know. Women just, it just empowers women, truly. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And also, by doing it, we retrieve our sexual energy, which is literally our life force. And we're just becoming more powerful, more confident. We feel like we can really speak our truth and set stronger boundaries. That's amazing.
Yeah, I definitely noticed that too. Like, I felt more empowered to speak my truth and just naturally protected, because I knew my power. I know what powerful space I have, you know, and it's just such an empowering practice. I wish more women did it.
Yeah. And that leads up to the next question. Actually, first I want to say that okay, it just left me. Never mind. Maybe I'll come back. But my next question was going to be, what would you say to the women that want to do it, yet they feel some kind of resistance? What would you say to them?
Well, I feel like the resistance is telling you that you need to do it. Yeah. Whenever resistance comes up, especially with something around as fun and playful as dance, it's like, what are you scared of? Like, your body can move like that too. Like, you know, what are you hiding from? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, I always would feel just amazement too. Like, when I would see those videos, be like, wow, man, I really want to be able to do that. So I feel like some women, they'll get into that comparison mentality, you know, and it's like, I'll never be like that, or like, that can't be me. And yeah, like you said, you don't have to have a certain body type. Like, at the end of the day, it's showing up for yourself and having fun. And yeah, like, getting more into your body is a journey, and I feel like resistance is part of that, and it's just up to us to feel that fear and, you know, invite curiosity and see, oh, why does this make me afraid?
So. Yeah, and I love when women, they tell me that they get they were triggered by my expression, yet they were also very curious, and the curiosity won, right? So you just have to lean into the resistance. That's how you get out of the slimy comfort zone that's not serving you. And this is what I was gonna say before the question. I feel like women, they don't own their bodies. So they feel a lot of shame to move that way. If you sometime want to take a journey into like lower dimensions of Instagram, for example, and just look at how people react to women twerking still, and even women who do twerk not very consciously, they use twerking to manipulate, to seduce, and to expose their body in a way that is just not self-love. Like, they do it to seduce, right? Yeah. And then other women, they feel like they don't want to do that because of that. And also, they don't want to do it because of how a lot of men react, because they shame them, because they don't understand the depth of what it can be.
Right.
And that's why I really feel called to dive deeper in this work, into truly helping women claim their bodies. Because when you claim your body, you claim your sexuality, and you no longer feel like your sexuality is something to be ashamed of, because it's yours.
Yeah.
So I feel like tantric twerk can really help with this. It's just a matter of tuning into that resistance, leaning into the resistance, and doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, what you're offering is so valuable. Like, yeah, it just please keep doing it, because it's such It's such a light for women, like, and they have no idea until they get into a session with you. Because, yeah, our world is just plagued by shaming women. It's mm-hmm. just, the more suppressed the feminine energy can be, the easier it is to control women. And that's how the whole patriarchal toxic programming controls our world. And yeah, like it also includes how we move our bodies, you know? So
yeah. When women don't own their bodies, it's very easy to control the whole world. Because when women start to claim their bodies and to own their bodies, to be in their bodies, they begin to birth the organic timeline on the earth, on this planet. So yeah, I'm just gonna go deeper and deeper into this, and I'm really gonna use tantric twerk as an actual technology for this. And also, I'm probably going to be merging more of twerking and breath work like we did in shamanic twerk. Yes. Because I feel like that's just a crazy powerful combination. Like I mentioned to you in our session, during shamanic twerk, when I do it, because in shamanic twerk we use this deep breath and inhale, exhale constantly while moving the womb and the hips, and I literally feel this fire come through me, and I just want to scream and cry and just be wild. Like, that is some powerful energy there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like the breath does support it really well. Because, yeah, my study with breath work, the breath actually helps you get into your body more, and it oxygenates your cells. And I mean, when you're doing such conscious movement like that with breath work, I feel, yeah, like you can tap into deep states for sure. And yeah, it felt powerful for me too when I did it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a great, great way to combine them.
Yeah. Well, what else? I feel like we covered pretty much all the aspects of twerking and your experience. The message is lean into the resistance, into the body, because the body does hold on to all of the memories, including all of the traumas, and that's why there is resistance to get into the body. Once you do, you will unlock so much magic and wisdom, and tantric twerk is the technology to do that. All right, well, thank you so much for joining me. Okay. And we will definitely reconnect again soon,
for sure,
because we're sisters on the same mission.
Oh yeah. Birthing the organic timeline.
Yes.
All right, so that was a lovely conversation with Abby, and I'm so grateful to be able to receive this feedback from her, just to see and confirm that there's really no limit to how deep this work can go. Using this beautiful technology of tantric twerk is just beautiful. So returning to the topic of the upcoming intensive of the Twerk Fusion, like I mentioned before, it's going to be held on August 18th through August 20th. So it's a 3-day intensive starting Friday evening and then Saturday rising and Sunday rising. This, I have never held an intensive like this before. This is a first, and you know, I've been building up to it because over 2 years of teaching different aspects of tantric twerk, I have been receiving different feedbacks. I have been observing how women truly feel transformed after it. And I've also dove into the world where women don't know about it. They're absolutely disconnected from their bodies, and they don't even believe that they can move that way. Some women would like to dance. Some women would like to feel more mobility in their hips. Yet they just, I don't know, there's just some kind of blockage. And that's why I'm putting together this 3-day portal for women, and it is beginner friendly. So if you have not been moving this way before, I totally invite you to dive in. If your body has been calling you to deeper movement in whatever way, whether it is learning new dance movements, whether it is communing with the Shakti essence within you, whether it's gaining more flexibility or confidence, this will help you immensely. And the stronger your intention is, the stronger the transformation will be. So we will begin, like I said, Friday evening, and we will begin with the opening ceremony. We will set intentions and truly open up this portal for ourselves. And then Saturday rising, we will focus on the tantric twerk foundational techniques and lots of hip movements, hip opening. And then Sunday rising, we will bring through more belly movements, sensual arms, full body activation, and we will complete with a lot of gratitude to our bodies, to the goddess. And yeah, and again, this can truly serve as such a multidimensional portal where you will feel the effects of it for a very long time, and you'll be able to work with this energy further on your own spiritual journey. I also recently found out that Venus is in retrograde. I have been feeling lately like there's some kind of retrograde going on, and I knew that it wasn't Mercury. And I was just wondering what is happening, because I just feel this energy of retrograde. And I found out that Venus, right? And I mean, Venus is such a beautiful planet of the goddess of sensuality. I mean, wow, what a beautiful opportunity we have to anchor in, to open up to our sexuality, to our sensuality. And there's no pressure. I mean, this intensive will meet you exactly where you are. I will not be pressuring you to activate or heal anything. You will be doing that work on your own. This intensive is just a tool for you, a beautiful opportunity to begin to enter your body and then commune with the goddess on your own. So you can head to my website. I will put the link below in the description of the episode, and there are payment plans available. You can also find out more about the intensive on the website, more information, more description. And I'm so excited to see you there. All right, beautiful. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can contact me on my Instagram at Dakini Marusia. All of these links will be in the description of the episode. And I would so appreciate it if you could help me grow this platform and spread my message of empowerment and tantric rebellion, sovereignty, liberation, primordial mother activation, all of these beautiful codes. So I would so appreciate it if you could share it, send it to your friends, leave a review. That would be amazing. Till next time, meow. Right.